B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Time of the week where we tap into the knowledge of the great wisdom that is Eric Carabel, fantasy football knowledge. And Eric Carabel, of course, Jen, is brought to you by
Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, visit Family and Company Jewelers for your fantasy engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
All righty. So now that the Eagles are a viable offensive team, I wonder if that changes the fantasy football landscape. Let's bring the man in himself, the great Eric Carabel, ESPN.com. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Mike. How are you today?
Good. All right. So, Eric, now that the game is on the board, what viable options are there for Eagle players in this game?
Well, I don't know if anything really changed. We knew Jalen Hurts was going to be a top 10 fantasy quarterback. He looked great in week one, didn't have to run as much. I think this week's game will be a little bit closer. San Francisco's a better team, certainly on defense. We knew the Miles Sanders situation. I didn't think that Gainwell would be all the backup running back stuff except for Boston Scott. But, look, I want to see a better opponent. I think the Eagles are getting that this week. Can they handle George Kittle? That'll be a key to the game. But overall, I like the Eagles. But it's 1 week. Nothing big has changed in fantasy.
Okay. Let's look at tonight's game. The Saquon Barkley situation is annoying for fantasy football people. Where would you stay away from him in this game?
Yeah, because, I mean, it depends who else your other options are. That's the big key with Saquon. We have him ranked as a top 20 running back, but there's not going to be a ton of volume there. We know that. They want to take it easy with him in September. But, again, these are not surprises. So we rank him as a staff as the number 21 running back, so it depends who else you have. Obviously, Miles Sanders, better option. And then San Francisco has this running back, Mitchell. I think he's a better option as well, although he'll be sharing touches there too. So I think with Barkley, you got to be a little bit patient. October is when we'll start to see a lot of volume.
All right. Devontae Smith, 6 catches last week. Is he a good play if you have him?
No. I don't think rookie wide receiver. Well, again, it always depends on who else you have. But there were 30 wide receivers at least that we ranked ahead of all the rookies, okay? There's the rookie on Cincinnati, Jamar Chase. There's Devontae Smith. And the reason why is because wide receiver is a very deep position. So Devontae Smith's not getting double-digit targets every week, and I don't think he's going to get that this week. So is he a good play? He's an okay play. He's a guy you can put in your lineup. San Francisco's got a good pass rush, good secondary, so I don't expect huge numbers. I don't expect a touchdown every week, but I think he's an okay play. Sure, I am ranked as a number 26 wide receiver, which I think for a rookie is really good. We don't often do that, but he and Chase do look like good enough plays to play, but you probably have better options.
All right, what top three do you have in RB and QB?
No surprises here. Mahomes, Kyler Murray, Josh Allen in some order are going to be your top quarterbacks and a running back. Obviously, no Saquon, no Zeke Elliott yet, so it's been McCaffrey, Cook, and Kamara at running back each week, and that's not going to change. And the same at wide receiver. Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams back and forth. Don't worry about the Packers. They're playing the Lions on Monday night. They're going to put up 30-plus points here. Adams, Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, they're all going to eat. So don't make major decisions about your fantasy team after 1 week of action. Do it after 3 or 4. We're not there yet.
All right. Regarding the Eagles, the tight end situation is kind of muddy with both guys. So do you stay away from both because they're not going to get as many targets?
I think Goddard's going to get more targets than Ertz. He's going to be on the field a little bit more. It looks like he's a little bit healthier, a little bit of a better blocker. So, I mean, Goddard to me is not a guaranteed top 10 tight end in fantasy right now because he's obviously going to split snaps, split touches. They had a lot of personnel with two tight ends out there. We'll see if they do that again this week. George Kittle's special, though. He's the key to this game, frankly, for the Eagles' defense because you can't stick a linebacker on George Kittle. He's not good. So they're going to have to put one of their corners on him. But if the pass rush is good enough, I think the Eagles can still keep the 49ers maybe around 20 points, and that's good enough. Kittle's a guy you play every week. Goddard, not yet.
All right, let's get some questions from the people on Twitter and email. Let's start with some quarterback questions. Mike wants to know, should he start Matthew Stafford or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen. I mean, it wasn't a great performance against Pittsburgh in week one, but Josh Allen is still one of the top quarterbacks in all fantasy. Stafford may be a top 10 guy. I like him this week against the Colts, but I still think, no, it's got to be Josh Allen.
All right, Tomas says Tannehill against Seattle or Joe Burrow against the Bears?
So now that's a fair one. You could go either way there. Tannehill was not a great first game for him. Joe Burrow did look good. Burrow at Chicago. Chicago's secondary is a mess. I like Burrow here. I think Tennessee's got some real problems here. Julio Jones just does not fit in. They want to run the ball more. So I'd actually go Burrow.
All right, Randy wants to know, Mahomes or Allen at quarterback?
I got him ranked 1 and 2. But it's hard for me to ever sit Mahomes. And by the way, if you've got both those quarterbacks, trade one of them away. I would wait till Josh Allen has a big game, probably this week, and then trade him.
All right, let's get to some other positions. Flex position. Tristan wants to know if Marvin Jones, Robbie Anderson, or William Fuller.
I like Robbie Anderson. I like his matchup this week, and I do think he's a good player. And I think the thing with Fuller is he missed week one with a suspension, but he's not even 100% healthy now. Robbie Anderson's definitely the play here. Jones will be second on my list.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Here's a start one or sit one question from Andrew. Julio Jones versus Tyler Lockett and James Robinson versus Chase Edmonds.
Yeah, James Robinson, major disappointment in week number one there. I think I'd go Chase Edmonds here. I just like him a little bit better. He'll catch a lot of passes. And I do not want to play Julio Jones until I see something else. Seattle is a great passing game. I think Tyler Lockett's going to eat again this week. Seattle can do whatever they want the way Tennessee played in week one.
All right, Adam wants to know, should he sit Barkley tonight? And if so, who's he start between Mike Davis and Latavius Murray?
There, I'd play Barkley. Maybe he breaks one. Maybe he only gets 10, 12 touches, but he's still better than those other two guys. I wasn't impressed by Mike Davis. I don't know who would have been. And now they got to play Tampa Bay, Vita Vey, and that great defensive line. I don't think Mike Davis is having a big game. So there, I would play Saquon.
All right, Eric wants to know, should he start Mike Williams or Allen Robinson?
Oh, Allen Robinson. I mean, Allen Robinson has overcome his quarterback play his whole career, even when Bortles in Jacksonville, and he's going to overcome it again in Chicago. Mike Williams had a nice week one, but consistency has been an issue. Allen Robinson is a top wide receiver you play every week.
All right, here's Rob with a question. Should he start Julio Jones, Mike Williams, or Devontae Smith?
I think there you can go Devontae Smith. I think that's fine. I mean, you're not overrating him. Julio Jones is not playing the way he did in Atlanta the last couple of seasons. Whatever's wrong with him, I don't know. The offense didn't look good. I wouldn't drop Julio Jones by any state here, but I think if you want to play Devonta there and root for him, sure, I'm okay with that.
All right, Adam wants to know, flex position, he needs one of these tight ends, Pitts or Waddle?
Well, Waddle's a wide receiver.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I read that as Kittle. But it's Pitts or Waddle at flex.
I think there you'd go Waddle. Pitts did not do a whole lot in week number one, and Philadelphia's linebackers are not elite. And again, Atlanta has to play Tampa Bay this week. The way Matt Ryan played against the Eagles, I do not see Matt Ryan scoring more than 10 points against the Buccaneers. So there, I would say Kyle Pitts.
All right, Scott wants to know, is it a violation to start San Francisco's defense this week, or should he go with the Packers' defense?
The Packers were off on week one. It cost me a week as well, but they're playing the Lions now. I think there you can go either way. I would go with the Packers. I think they're a better play than the 49ers, the way the Eagles move the ball. It wouldn't be a violation to play San Francisco. You got to separate fantasy from reality, but I think Packers are going to beat up on the Lions.
All right, Christopher, he says he has Mike Williams, Deebo Samuel, Deontay Johnson on his bench. They each have favorable matchups this week and played well last week. However, he also has Sterling Shepard and Jarvis Landry on his bench. Help.
No, I mean, Sterling Shepard's not a good play. Their quarterback's awful. Daniel Jones fumbles all the time. Landry at Cleveland, even without Beckham, they're still a run-first team. I mean, Deebo Samuel's very good. And the Eagles secondary, I mean, I think it's okay, but Deebo Samuel should be able to get double-digit PPR points no matter who he's playing against. So to me, Deebo Samuel's a guy you got to play every week the way he looked last week.
All right, let's see. Ed says, I got a PPR. I need to pick two quarterbacks among Tannehill, Burrows, and Carr.
I wouldn't overrate Derek Carr. It was a great performance against a very good defense, but I don't think Derek Carr is one of the top quarterbacks in all fantasy, so I don't think you have to push there. Burrow first, Tannehill second.
All right. Our own Jennifer Scordo has a question. She's heavy into fantasy football, and she took advantage of your advice last week. Jen, what do you have for Eric?
Juju or DJ Chark?
Ooh, okay. Interesting there. I like Juju. We rank him a little bit better than Chark. I mean, obviously, Jacksonville's rookie quarterback, not a great first game, three interceptions there. I think you have to go with the veteran Roethlisberger. Pittsburgh does have three wide receivers, and to me, Vegas can be thrown on. Baltimore just didn't do it enough. So I think Juju and all three Pittsburgh wide receivers would be plays over Chark this week.
Eric, I got a question. Your staff that you refer to, how big of a staff do you have? Do you come up with this intelligence?
Well, we have different levels of intelligence, shall we say. I'll say this. There's about five of us who do rankings, and we're all pretty good at it. And when we have a consensus number on Saquon Saint being number 21, that includes the risk, volume, and all that. Again, a couple of us have been doing this for at least 20 years.
Okay. So it's not a couple of you and your buddies down the street in Huntington Valley doing this. This is professional staff. You got your own crew.
We've got a different crew there, Mike. Yeah, different crew.
Sure. All right. Sounds good, man. Thanks a million. We really appreciate your knowledge.
All right,
talk to you next week. That's Eric Cabral, brought to you, Jen, by
Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, visit Family and Company Jewelers for your fantasy engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
That's a little quick fantasy football hit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.